This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The city of Boston has a lot of work to do to address its racial divisions. That is the clear sentiment that emerged from many people taking part in the opening session of a citywide dialogue on race, organized by Mayor Marty Walsh. A multiracial crowd of close to 1,000 people turned out for the first session yesterday. WBUR's Kaina Khan reports.
For 19-year-old Nate McLean Nichols, the police's treatment of young African-American men is his number one racial priority. McLean Nichols says he's been stopped and interrogated by police in his neighborhood in Dorchester. And he has friends who've been stopped and searched, too.
For young people of color, it can be almost like a traumatizing event that takes place living in a society where we're almost being, you know, looked down upon just because of the way we look. And so that's another reason why this is very important to me, because if I can't, you know, exist in a society that appreciates me, then where can I be?
Racial injustice faced by African Americans was at the core of the presentation organized by city leaders. The city featured two youth mentors from the Teen Empowerment Center, 16-year-old Kendra Gerald and 20-year-old Dante Omorogbe were easily the stars of the program. Omorogbe spoke about the historical wounds of racial injustice and their present manifestations.
Today, too many people believe that as long as you try hard enough, everyone has equal opportunity. But this is not true, and this has never been true.
Omorogbe went on to say, for young black men, very little has changed since Jim Crow. He recalled a well-known lynching in Mississippi in 1955.
From the murder of Emmett Till to the murder of Trayvon Martin, two boys who looked like me and did nothing wrong. American society has made it clear to me that racism isn't just a word. It is a reality that the color of my skin limits my opportunities, my health, my safety, and my rights to express myself. It limits my rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that is supposed to be guaranteed to all of us by the Constitution.
Some attendees at the first session wonder whether an honest conversation can actually happen. Monica O'Neill is a clinical psychologist and lecturer at Harvard Medical School who lives in the Fenway. She says the biggest challenge to an honest conversation about racism is asking white people to recognize their complicity.
If there's a way that we could help Bostonians, you know, reframe this piece, so that it's not something that they're ashamed of, but to actually say this is a challenge, you know? If you could somehow create that spirit of winning the same way you have with sports when it comes to the Red Sox, this idea, we're going to be champions in this.
Others are more optimistic about the conversation and more concerned with how the city might deliver on a promise of bringing racial equity to every aspect of its policies. But at least one attendee, a white woman who grew up in Boston during school integration, was overwhelmed with optimism. She recalled that racial animosity she felt growing up in Boston, including the frequent use of the N-word. She stressed how little confidence she had had in Mayor Marty Walsh, but she says she believes he has already learned something and thinks the city can too. The mayor is proposing similar conversations around the city over the next year. None are yet scheduled, though. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kainat Khan.